Now, let me just point out, just to wrap up just about last week, okay? The amazing thing that I really, just looking in Sher Shvi over here, and what the Rambam did, he did an amazing thing, because originally, when he talks about Tumas Saras, he calls it Shrana, and at the end of the discussion, he calls it Alama. I mean, he starts off it as a Hira, and he ends off with a tzivut, okay? And if you remember, we pointed out that Sher Shmini basically says that mitzvah to be Alama, okay? That's why the Rambam goes out of his way and might even say a certain mitzvah, which we would say Ashrano, he calls an Alama, okay? And we have to understand how this happened and what happened. So I think what happened is the Rambam basically says that this Shrano is basically Hiro and it's Rishus. And he has a problem. In Sher Shmini, you need a tzivui, and mitzvah a tzivui. See, he pulls off a major thing here. What he does is he says that since Tumah, that was the Migdama, is Negeya to Dine Ashoris and mitzvah Satera, Shiluach Machnois, and the problem of Achilus Kochim, Betumah, Negeya, whatever it is, okay, therefore, it's a mitzvah. But he says, therefore it comes an alama. Because it's not only rishus, because once it's negeya, titzibuyim of the Torah, that itself makes it a tzibuy. And that's what the Ram does. He starts off and he calls it a shrana. And he introduces this new idea that it's negeya to other mitzvahs. And then in Mela, he says at the end of the thing, he calls it an alama, which is absolutely beautiful, okay? Secondly, okay, this observation, which I made last week, that the Ram has a few extra words in our forest Nedarim, okay, and he says that since the Torah is Perish Oysa V'Osa V'Proti Mishpoto Odino, therefore, it's a mitzvah. Correct? That's why it was medayik. So frankly, this observation is really true, okay? It's not an isolated phenomenon. The Rambam does it in two other places. And if he does it in two other places, so then, if he does it in two other places, so it says really something. That's what he does it in Mitzvah Sei Kuvches. He has like this. Okay, I don't need to talk to it. Anyway, this like this, if I don't find it right now. Here he has it. Here. Kuf Ches. Mitzvah Sei Kuf Ches. He says, he lists all the Rebbeda, ki elu ashleisha osa minim minatumoy shekodem minyonom. He discusses it in Sadivov, and then he throws in something at the end. In Kuvches. V'tumas ni, tumas eichlin, tumas shvatzim, to whatever, he goes through the whole list, okay? He says, "Kol echod mehen mufulish batera ubechol mitzvah mikroos haobe v'dinim utnoyim." See, that's also a very important thing. V'dinim utnoyim. So it means not only do you need the mikos halbe, but the pake of shvi'i really is mashlim and makes it clearly a mitzvah. Okay? Which is an amazing thing. It means that the paradigm which the Rambam set up for us in the beginning of Shuri Shvi'i of v'da ke mitzvah achas Yechida Misuyemesh Shlema, it's not only a fact, but it helps to define the mitzvah. And therefore, the Rambam goes out of his way over here because of this. He goes out and he tells you which mesechta, each mitzvah in Tahalos is in the Tumas. And he goes through, he lists it, he says, this mitzvah is here, and this is here, and this is there, because that's also part of it, it's a package deal. It's mikos halbe, the Torah's perush esah, and there is pake and tnoim, which we will have to be, okay? Pake and tnoim. And because he says, kfishu kosu, but it's not only, see, but it's interesting. Kefishu kosu b'pashit v'ayi b'yom ha'shmini, u'b'pashit is paku tnoim in mikra, and that's the paku tnoim which makes it kilu teru osek bo. Kefishu kosu b'pashit v'ayi b'yom ha'shmini, u'b'pashit ishiki sazrir, u'b'pashit zeis tiyer, u'b'pashit yikloi lechafo aduma, v'al b'pashit eloi kliloiz Kol mikos hatuma is kulo halolu. Avudine kol aminim halolu mishpe kol min mehem harisei the tairis kulis kolz them. So I'm just wondering that he's saying that it fits the paradigm of pake and mikos halbe, and also it has the general paradigm of hatera v'amitzvah, that what we're doing is the Rebbe Lishon gave Moshe Rabbeinu tera. O mitzvah, the Torah is the Torah Shebiksav, is the mitzvah, is the dinim, which were meseiris of how to go about doing it, and the mesecht is the and it goes to each different mesecht. Okay, that is basically what we had, and it's a little bit more broader. And not only he does it there, he also does it in another place, in very short. Mina Kotze, of all places. Kupches. Kupches. Lios me nida metamin. Lo otum to o metarin mitumois meis bilvad. Bechol elu adinim. Shel tumois elu roi mishpat. Kol tuma v'tuma, the mishpat, I assume, he's referring to the pake, reiv mishpat, kol tuma v'tuma hen muvua v'teru shebiksav. Okay? And here, I'm a little bit interesting. Why is it, what exactly does that mean, that Rav Mishpat, why do you need Rav? Rav Mishpat, Mavur B'Torah Shebiksav. Which is an amazing thing, because the Rambam says just the opposite about the Rav. In Shor Sheni, when he talks about the Yud Gimel Midos, and he says, Rav Dinei HaTorah Adach Yud Gimel Midos. And here, it's very important that the Rav Mishpat. I assume what the Rambam's trying to say, the Rav Mishpat is Osuk HaKosuv. Bepirish Mishpate. And it can't be, he can't call it Osaka Kosu unless it's a rave. That's what I assume he's talking about. That's a raya doch that the Torah is very much involved in it. Osaka Kosu. Okay, therefore, okay, I'm not going into all the issues, okay? I'm just going to tell you. We mentioned Tumas Eichlin last week, okay? And, okay, we mentioned Tumas Eichlin Mitzvah, which was a Chiddush, okay? And interesting, the Rambam goes out of his way that the formulation of the Nusach HaMitzvah is different, because Tumas Eichlin is the only Mitzvah which it says Lodu. Even though the Rambam goes out of his way in over here at the end of Makke Nefesh B'Shkogo Shenidoin and Shenidoin B'Makke Nefesh B'Shkogo, okay, and all dinim he say basically end up like that and ends up in Sadibah, but the Nusach HaMitzvah is Lodun or not din. That's only in Tumas Eichel, that's the only one that he singles out, and that's very strange. But I assume he's bothered by something, okay? Now, there's another case, okay? I'm just telling you, besides the problem we had at Kalim, okay, this Tumois Hatoyes, which is the tumor of Misasik in Chatos, in Hatoyes, okay? The Chatos in Apiminois, the Chatos in Nisrofes, okay? The Rambam, I assume, Pora, it's under the mitzvah from Paro, okay? I assume it's under the mitzvah of Paro, okay? I assume so. And I assume, I assume it's under the mitzvah from Paro. And also, I assume for some reason, I could have assumed that the Se'ir Yom Kippur could have been under the mitzvah of Seyda B'lis Yom HaKippurim. But it's not true, because Ram only mentions it in Hilchos Avodah Zarah as an aside, that a certain case is possible. He doesn't talk about the tomb at all. He just says in the case it's possible, it's not metame. The whole discussion is in Parah Adum and Perek Hei. Okay? So I assume the Rambam, for some reason, puts everything under Parah. Okay? But it's very interesting. There's so many, because the Rambam says that the Gemara in Zvachim, that every case is a Pirush HaMakubal, they call him a Chaprim, there's a Tumah of Misasek. And it comes out of all the cases of Sirab, of Zohar, of Tzibur, and Pako, and Mashiach, all Machaprim. So I think that the Reiv, that this also might be negated to the question of Reiv Mishpat, is Bekosuv, because over here, the whole thing is a Pirush HaMakul. Pirush HaMakul is a Pirush and a Pasuk, but it's not the Kosuv itself is dealing with it, I assume. So, for some reason, it's not in the Minyan, okay? The whole thing is not in the Minyan. Chatos is not in the Minyan. Kalim, I just want to tell you a thing, and this has to be worked out, and more about Richos. And the first thing also, Chatos, it's also more about Richos. But I asked you, listen, what happened to Kalim? Does an amazing thing, because over here in Kuf Ches, when he's explaining the Masechtas, Avodinim Aminim Alolu, Umishpate Kol Min Mehem, how I say the Tyrus Kulil is called Kuldovas, he calls it Mehen Midim Shistachno and Masechtas, we go Masechtas Tyres, Umasechtas Machshirin, Umasechtas Uxim, Kisholos Masechtas Elu. Which is a very strange thing. He says, oh, that's what Tyrus is about. It's a very strange thing, because we'll see it's not so portrait. That's a Tyrus, he changes the mind later. But it's very strange. You know, we have Masechtas, which have nothing to do with Darbom. You have Masechtas Megillah, Masechtas Yadayim, and nothing to do with the Isis, okay? But if there are many Masechtas, I'm just, a very strange thing. There's three Masechtas about it, okay? And then he also seems to say that if you give a name of a Masechta, you know, you should give it after the mitzvah. That's how it probably evolved Mr. Chalitza. And he says that Tumas Eichon is three mesechtes. Okay? Now, I ask you, so you should ask yourself, go in the shul. There's a mesechtes Kalim, 30 prokif, okay? So what's that mesecht about, okay? See, you know, sometimes I spent a lot of time working on mesechtes Kalim, okay? And what the Ram says over here, I was amazed. Let me just read you this. I don't want to spend too much time. I want to finish the Shirish Mitzvah tonight. Listen to this. Avol Tumas Nevela v'Tumas Sheretz, this is the end of the discussion, lo yichtu lo hen mesechtes. There's no peculiar mesechta. That which is yichtu mesechtes, or that those are mitzvahs, okay? Elo dineim mufuzorim v'kam mekoyim mispesei dezer. Okay? Rubon v'ikron v'keilim v'tahares. Rubon v'ikron v'keilim v'tahares. Okay? So I said to myself, I'm going to you know, Caleb is about Tumas Caleb. No! Caleb is about how Sheretz and Nevela is Matame. And the truth is, Nevela is not mentioned once. Nevela is not mentioned once in Caleb. It's mentioned, you know, about five times in Taharis, okay? But every time in Maseches Caleb, which we want to talk about, the Keli is Matame, or how it's Matame, the Moshe is about a Sheretz. And the Rambam, you know, I can give you the list, I can go through them. You know, we can go through them one at a time. One here, there, but Rambam, you know, it's every. Let's go. I mean, we're not going to go. Okay, go say that. The Mishnah in Kalim. See, in the Vela, it's in Tigris, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Okay, we'll go through them one at a time. Okay, go say that. Whatever it is. In Kalim, there's a lot, okay, about Sheretz. Okay. So I was wondering, okay. I said to myself, maybe I'm asking myself a question. Why is the Rabbeinu HaKadosh opened up Maseches Kalim talking about Avos HaTumos? If really Maseches Kalim should be designated, okay, for Kalim. And how
first parak talked up into the Seder.
Okay. But what's that doing? What's the Seder talking about? The Seder is talking about Tumas. Oh. So and it talks all about Sheretz in Kalim, okay? I think the Ram seems to say the Maseches Kalim is telling us how Kalim Amakal Tumah from a Sheretz. And it could be other things. I was just wondering, and it's something has to be dealt with, okay? You have to go through, and this I didn't do yet, you have to go through all the Shiva Kalim, okay? And the Ram says what the Makaris are. There's a posik of Maisi Nisim, of Maisi Izim, which appears in Mokubal, which doesn't bother me anymore, okay? There are psukim in Matris, okay? About Kli Matris. You know, you have to go through the psukim, but the question is, when the Torah is talking there, is the Torah talking about Tumas Mes? Or the Torah is telling you about the Tumas and Keli. And the Ram seems to say that, I guess, he's learning that it's really not talking about the way the Tumas Mes expresses itself is the time of the Keli. Okay, but this is an amazing thing, okay? I'm just telling you what he's doing, because he quotes Maseches Keli when he says that. Okay, this needs a lot more work. Listen, now what I really want to do is go on to the next thing, okay? That's point number one. Point number two, The Ram introduces and has really here he's having a diatribe with the I have each one of these, but I gotta leave them for the mitzvahs themselves and tayag mitzvahs. But I just discussed why the Ram might have mentioned these, but that itself is a shiur in itself. Elo, shelo nizbayo inyan azeh, elo shelo nizbayelo. Talok zedil is not understand completely. Ala shleim is lehusaglor. Ulchein mona beisin aparshis mashik vakodem loy minyonoi. He might have mentioned something in the mitzvahs loisa say and the mitzvahs say. Ulay hilgish. Okay? Because he didn't understand completely. Because you don't count. The yisoid is, you don't count the pakeh and the mitzvah is too. Okay? So he's saying parshios on expression of pakeh. Okay? So I'd like to discuss is how the Ram came to that conclusion in the Baal Halachos and Berurim. Okay? Because what we're not trying to do is learn the Halachos and Berurim now. We're trying to learn the Rambam and see how the Rambam viewed the Halachos and Berurim. Correct? So the emissaries, Rabbi Yochanan Perlau says, "Rabbi Shalom, the Bahag and all those Moin Racham are called parshas. They say it's about the Tzibur as opposed to a Yochid. So what does the Rambam want here? Okay, because the Rambam says, "Elu parshas u'mishpatim mesulim Tzibur." So I want to suggest something. Okay, I want to say the Ram learned the Bahag and said if you learn the Bahag, you can't come to a different conclusion. Okay? It says in Bahag again, Sholish Meis Vishishim Bachomish Mitzis Leisase, Umasayim Be'alboim Ushmon Mitzase, Kol Makayim Zechalam Habo, Bokolo Iva Leim Nidon Vishisho Inchu, Skilo Srefa Erek Bechenik, Misa Rekolis Umalkis. Then it goes to Elu Mitzvahs Kumvase. Okay. I'm skipping a lot. And then he says, the Elu Parshis Chukim Mishpotim Amesulim Latzibur. So, you could have said that Kolam Akaimom, Zerchalum Habo, is referring to a Yochid. And we talk about the various Einche Bezdin. You're referring to a Yochid, correct? So, then you would said, that Loch Zeru's bothered problem, and remember, he used this as a motor, as his apparatus, okay, to organize the mitzvahs. So therefore, since Sibu is different, he has a separate mitzvah, correct? He has a separate category called parashas. I'm assuming that Sibu. Sounds gewaldic, okay? So that's the way everyone learns. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan Perlau learns. Well, he doesn't say it. That's the way he learns. So I tell you, the Ram came like this. Let's read it again. So then, L'chaira, after the Ram is finished counting, you have to make the cheshbon exactly. All these, they're the category of the ancient, and all the categories that are kumvase. You'll get, let's say, 300. Let's even be, let's just give a round number, okay? And the parsha, you end up with 60, let's say, okay? So, what are you ending up with? You're ending up with a certain number that you have mitzaseh, mitzloiseh. And the parshas, you split up between the mitzaseh and the mitzloiseh, correct? Correct? Right? Now, Sholish Meiris Vishisha Bachomish Mitzlay Sase, Musayim Be'aboy Mishmona Mitzah Sase. Okay? That's the way he starts off. Rav Simloy. Okay? call him a kaimum is referring to the whole ramach, or only the part that's kumvaseh. It's referring to the whole shasa, or only to part of them. Okay. Well, if the bahag starts off with sholish meis and mekay mom, it's an indefinite pronoun. It's a pronoun reference referring back to something before. So the Ram says that if you're going to interpret what's going on here, is an issue of tzibur and yochid, and at tzibur, the whole idea of calling mekayim zechem l'habu doesn't make any sense. You couldn't have this maimah refer to the tayag mitzvahs. You can only refer to mixas. So the Ram said that's not the pshat. Tzibur is mentioned there, correct, but that's not the ikar stress. The Ram says that the ikar stress over here is chukim u'mishpatim. And the Ram learned that chukim mishpatim means paka. And that's why he came to this interesting conclusion that the Bahag is being moina paka, which is an amazing thing. Because l'cheira, whatever you wanted, okay, there's a problem over here. Why did the Bahag, if it's l'tzibor, you could say eilu mitzis, eilu pasha mesul l'tzibor, and gomalno. You know, you have a problem whichever way you're going to hit it. So the Ram learned, this is paka. Aye, the Bahag counts in Shur Shlishi. The Ram dealt with them, the whole issue of the Avonim and all the mitzvahs of the Shah, and he quotes them in Parshiyos. So he said, remember the Ram said, that mitzvah l'shoah also mitzvahs. And they could have been, and they could be, they have their paka also. The problem is, not that their parashis and paka, but the problem is that they're only shaw, and that's what Ram attacks them about. He does the issue, that he, but he discusses the whole issue of what the essence of parashis are over here, because he learns that parashis are paka. Okay, that's point one, okay? Now next. Next. Okay. Now he goes in. Vinei shenela mizulaseinu. Here's an amazing thing. Zulaseinu. He's referring to an anonymous moina mitzvah. He doesn't say who it is. We find no expression in this aloch zudelis. Chozer limnois b'mitzvah saras achas esrei mitzvahs. V'riyoda shei mitzvah achas. V'chol ma sheniska b'kosuv einu elo alochas o tnoim. It's paka or tnoim. Okay? U'beyo ze shanach nizavinu she tzoras odem b'tamosa v'nazad v'chol. Okay? Who is this Zulosai? We have no clue. Okay? I found, you know, someone says there's a Sefer Chafetz, okay, and the Ram had the Sefer Chafetz, but the person who said it did not have that part of the Sefer Chafetz to be able to say something, because it's not extant. There are Sridim of the Sefer Chafetz, but I would have said it's very clear from the Rambam that even though it's very clear that the Sefer Chafetz denies Paka and counts Paka, what the Ram would call Paka in Minyan HaMitzvahs, but the Ram is not referring to him. For example, in the Sri Miyuchosim, Parel Dobo Shotziba, the Ram counts in Samaches Mitzvahas. But the Sridim count two mitzvahs, parel and dovo, in shah mitzvahs, and abu the zohar as a separate mitzvah of tzibur. A separate mitzvah. That according to Ram Lecher is paka. Okay. And the Ram says, V'loi b'hischalef mini abalei chayim shemakriv mehem ha-korban yisra ba-korban ho-echot shu-korban shoyget. Otto the Sefer in the Sridim from Sefer Chavetz, we have counts Oila Tamima Oila Tomim from Boko and Oila Tomim from Tzayin. Two separate mitzvahs. And the Rambam in his discussion of Oila V'yoyrin and Chatos is mashmo that everyone agrees with. So to say that he's having polemics with Sefer Chafetz to me is a little bit odd, okay? He counts the Lav of Geneva and the Chi of Kevel as two separate mitzvahs. That's a classical case of Paka. But he doesn't attack Sefer Chafetz, he attacks the Bahag, counting with Sinof and counting the three Oinchim of Eish Sish. So I would doubt it, okay? But, you know, who am I, okay? Because we don't have anything. It's only, maybe the Rambam also had part of Sefer Chafetz, I don't know. Because he had Sefer Chafetz, because the Rambam the Tshuva refers to Sefer Chafetz, and the reason why he made mistakes in Pirush Mishnayis and was Chayzer, whatever, in Mishneh Torah, is because the Sefer Chafetz was mad to him. And he, at a certain point in his life, he respected him. Okay? And he quotes him a few times later in Cherish Your Dalit. Okay? He just calls over here Zula Sengel.
We know who he was? What's it called? Who was he?
I don't know. I'll send you the information, okay? Next, Blinenda, if you want. Okay. Now, next point, okay? Because I want to. Now, I want to read to you. Okay, ubeizer shanachnu tzavinu. What is the mitzvah of tumas ras? So I assume it's a setup over here. The Ram setting up the makin nefesh din makin nefesh b'shkogo. Okay, and has its paka, and you don't count the paka, and that's the paradigm that you have a shurano. You have a shurano. Okay, which has paka, and you don't count the paka. Similarly, in Tumas Saras, because before he doesn't have that paradigm, his whole paradigm about paka is only in Alma, but not in paka, not in Shrana. And he's setting up a paradigm in Shrana, which offhand is very forced, because in Sefer HaMitzvot itself, he does not call he doesn't refer to Golus Lahaglois. And it seems to be a alama, a pushed alama. Okay, but say I'm not getting involved in this. Okay, zeshanach tzavinu chzras odem mitamose benasatome. These words need a little explanation. I'm not sure exactly what he wants. Okay, v'ischai b'ma shi'ischai batmei lesrache me'amikdash kadosha v'lotzei zchus l'machesh. So I thought this is amazing. Because l'chera, this is the paradigm of what he says in Sarivov, that he says, but in general, that all tuma is chayiv lotzei simach neshchina, and he is not allowed to eat or negein kochin. Correct? Okay. He flips the order around and puts mach neshchi shloch mach neshchin at the end. Okay. But then he does something amazing. He throws in something we don't want to talk about. The srachek min hamikdash. What does that mean? What's the machine of srachek min hamikdash? Volotzei schutz mimachna machna shechina. And what's the srachek min hamikdash? I assume the mem is going over kadosha. What's the srachek min hamikdash? What is he talking about over here? Okay? Like, he flips the argument around. Okay? And then you have Daniel Abavli coming and asking of Avram, Ben Rambam, in Simi Yud Aleph, Rabbi Nishal, a Mitzera, Ishtal Chutzl Gimel Machnes. So what the Rambam say? V'lotz ischut l'mach l'shchit. Okay. So I want to tell you what I would suggest. Kiyat Hashem atrei b'olai. Okay. I think that first of all, the Rambam wants to have peculiar dinim in mitzera that it reflects itself in the reis dik isruim and chiyuvim, and then he'll say what applies to all mitzvahs. And these first two are peculiar mitzera dikadin. You see, when he's dealing in sefer mitzvahs inside Vav, where he's discussing about all tumah in general, the seder really is irrelevant. Okay, but over here, he's making a point about Tzaras Odom. And Tzaras Odom, that's peculiar in Tzaras, is Lisrachek Mehamikdash Vikadoshov. And something which applies to all Tmeim, which also applies to Tzaras, is Shiluach Machneshchin. The question is still playing out. It sounds very nice. What does it mean? How does it fit in halachas? So that's the first step, okay? Just to say the words. But what he's doing over here is using this to set up that the shrana becomes alama. And after that, he says that it's an alama. After he introduces this chiyuvim, he says, when he says the next time he says sibui, it translates as alama. Which is amazing. Okay? We know what he wants to do. The question is, how did he do it? Okay. So I would tell you the following. Because there in Tzadivov is V'chai Masha Chayov Mahatmeim Lotzeis Mimachna Shechina U'shelo Yochol Kodesh U'shelo Yigaboy V'zulaz Zeh Mitzvah Saseh Lamed Aleph. Let's just give it a chance. Mitzvah Saseh Lamed Aleph. Okay. He Shetzivonu Ishalech atmeim mina mikdosh. Hu omu yisala vishalchu mina machna. Kol tzuruah v'chol zov v'chol tomil nefesh. V'ze hamachna hane'amal hinei hu machna shechina. Shedei melo l'deiris o azola. Kmo shebi'anu b'tchilas b'tzeira tares. He's throwing in zav mitzera in everyone. And he says that it's machna shechina. Even though in Talmud Bavli there might be drushes to tell you that this one's nishtala from this machna and this is nishtala from that machna, it's like sugis. The Ram learns in Peshuto Shel Mikra, all of them are the same, and the mitzvah say all of them are the same. And Mishnah Torah is not like that. Okay. So therefore, since it basically applies to all Tmeim and not peculiarly to Mitzera, he throws this at the end. Same, that's the beginning. Now, Loisaseh. Listen to what happened. There's Loisaseh, Ayin Zayin, and Ayin Ches. They're two lav in the Torah. Okay? Lois is Ayin Zayin, and Lois is Ayin Ches. Okay, here's where it gets interesting. Ayin Zayin, he she his here called Tomei Mihikones, Bechol HaMikdash, Shedeim HaLodeiris, Kol HaZoro, Mishar Nikol Efnim, Shehu Tchilas Ezras Yisrael. Okay, that's Ayin Zayin, Ayin Ches. He she his here called Tomei, it's not called Tomei, Bechol Tumulov, it's Megufoy. I guess it's Reiv or something like that. Mi koneis l'machna l'vir shekmoru l'deireis harabayis v'kmo shebeiru v'perek vishom m'seches kelev. Okay? Is he from it? This is the Perek Hey, man, it says it over there. V'zehu t'chilas, okay. L'srachet min ha-mikdash. L'srachet min ha-mikdash is referring to this love. Okay. What, it's very strange. What's he talking about? On one hand, he's talking about mikdash, and then he talks about machne shechina, and you get the impression they're two separate things. Okay, correct? And it has to be, otherwise, you know, it's double talk, correct? And especially between kedusha. So bemes, I assume the Ram doesn't always do it, because in Lamed Aleph he calls it mikdash, and Ayin Zayin he calls it mikdash, okay? But there he clearly says, referring to Machne Shechina. Okay, Lamed Aleph is in the Asay, and Ayin Zayin is the Loisus, that's what I meant. Okay, say that. However, there's the Chamishna. I still remember when I heard this in the Ram the first time, you know. But it's the Mufush Ram, Hirsh Shnayis. In Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Fabiano, Lecha, Kama Pomim, Ki Mikdash, Nikras Yerushalayim Kula. Okay. That's not really fair. He didn't explain this many times. What he explained many times is that Medina is called outside Yerushalayim. So he assumes in that, so Mikdash is not Medina. Because Chazal always machala between Mikdash and Medina. So Michalhein at the Shemeh, and Michalab at the Shemeh, the Medina, not Mikdash, so means Yerushalayim. So then, Lisrachek is Mikdash. Okay? Whether, I'm not sure about this, the Ram has Malkis for Mitzera, I think, Sugya, for Mitzera Shnichnas, Lomachna Yisrael. Okay? I'm not talking about the Rechim as a separate, they're not getting involved in that drama as a separate Shikmach, I just want to know. It could be, the question is the Rama Mikdash, and it's the whole Machne Yisrael, and this Rachek is referring to this peculiar din of Mitzera, that Mitzera is also for Knisa, an Isa Knisa, not a Chim Shluach, an Isa Knisa in Machne Yisrael. And that's Mikdash. What's Kedusha? It means a Chayla. There's something peculiar about Mitzera that he has to misrachek in a special way from Kedesh more than anyone else. So, the emesis, it's true. It's true. The Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tumas Ras, Halacha Yud Beis. Chumra Yisera! Yesh Mitzera, Shemetam Biosa Labayis, Bein Bimei Hechlet, Bein Bimei Hezget. So Mitzera cannot go into a bias or into a place where his kochi. And that's Kedusha. And not only that, hello, in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph, HaMitzera Av, we always had two mois. Metame odem mekele b'mago klicheres b'aviroi. Umetame odem b'masa. Umetame mishka v'moisha. Afilu tachas eben kizav v'gizor. Shenem v'chibes b'godo. V'toher. Mipi ha-shmu olomdu. Shetoher meletame mishka v'moisha. Okay? So if that's correct, okay? So the Ram's trying to tell you this rachet that he has to make sure that this richuk not only from him but even from his mishka v'moisha afilu tachas ha'eben. So that's the Ram says this rachet me'amikdosh hu v'kadosha, and that's peculiar about Mitzera. But what's not peculiar about Mitzera, okay, is the chiv shiluach. Okay, and that's the Ram over here. The truth is, you want to look at it, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, in Papir Gimloch, Aleph, Beis, and Ches, Mitzvah, Shalkot, Meir, and Mikdosh, and he seems to say there's a separate mitzvah of the Shiluach who expresses itself different Zam and different Mitzvah. It's not only in the lab of Knesa, but even in Shiluach Mach. Zam Mishnah is not like this. The Seder. Now, next. That takes care of this. Okay? That, you know, when I first looked at it, I said, Echmo Lechay can be better. And maybe I'm wrong, but Lechay, that's what I would say. Now, V'anachlu l'ida, eze tzlas metame, ve'eze eno metame, l'chim ba'akosu, l'vayi u'l'faru tadim. So, I told you that's counterintuitive, because since the Torah is mafari tadim, and therefore we know it's a mitzvah, not that we know there's a mitzvah, and we tell you how to do it, okay? I just want to ask you one question, and then I want to just point this out, you know. Rabbi Yochanan Perlman, you know, basically, when he discusses, he says, you know, we know what's going on over here in Makan Nefesh B'Shkoga. There's a din of Makan Nefesh B'Shkoga, and the Torah goes out of its way to explain what the din is. But it doesn't do it over here. It's just the opposite. Because all the Torah just tells you one parsha and another parsha and another parsha about different din from Tumas Ras. So why would you say there's an umbrella thing and a pasuk, which is an umbrella, to say this paka and the umbrella, and the call the umbrella the mitzvah, okay? So I want to tell you what the Rambam did, I think, okay? And it's negated something else also. Ubeir bebeir omroi letaharoi oy letamoi kishem shemitzvah letaharoi kach mitzvah letamoi. Okay. So this is a problem. What does it mean? You know, how does he have this drasha? But he's learning this drasha is l'chayra on Saras Adam. At least, correct? Because not in Saras Adam, the pasuk doesn't make any sense, correct? Okay. So here, l'maisa rabbeisa, let's get started. Here it is. This maimer is the Sifra, okay? And we'll see about it. And that Mechir is the Rambam, the Sifra is a Purusha Makubal, and he has it, he knows it as a mitzvah. Oh, of course, he has everything. Everything is solved, no problems, okay? Lemaisa, this is a posik. Zeis teras neged tzaras, beged, hatzema, oya pishtim, oya shisi, o erim, o kol kli, o letar, o letamoy. The posik was said in the Gebegod. And comes the Eben Ezra and says, here the Torah is doing something major. They four times use the word smichus. He says, that's what it's a teras, teras of nega, nega of tzoras, tzoras of megeratzem. Okay, it's what it called, okay? What I want to suggest is the Matiki Ashmua, and that's how the Rambam quotes this, because the Pasuk is talking about the Gibbagadim with Baile Shalom. Okay, and the Rambam quotes it over here as Kilo Mitzvah and Torah. Right? Correct? So I'll tell you something I'm going to say. I think what happens is the Matiki Ashmua reading the Pasuk in a different way. Zeis Teres Neged Tzaraas, and that's Neged Tzaraas. Negat Saras of Adam, because that was everything before. And Ubegin Utseme, whatever it is, whatever, okay? Because I'll tell you how we know this. Because Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara Moi Kotten and the Gemara Nozir, okay? The Gemara Moi called the Tal of the Tamoi, that the Gemara talks about you shouldn't see the goyim on Chol HaMoed because you have the Tal HaTamoy. They do both, and the Gemara quotes the Tal HaTamoy as far as seeing the goyim on Moed, and the Gemara in Nazir when it's interpreting the Mishnah that Sveikai but the suffix the goyim betchila is tahor Because Hoyosh Apostle got Kosuf, Betahara. So you see the Matiki Yashmua learned that this refers to Tzalah Sodom. Okay? And the Ram quotes that to Tzalah Sodom. That's what he did. Okay? So I'm saying, I think what happened is the Ram learns this in reversal. In Makin Nefesh Bishkogo, the 16 are after the Torah talks about Makin Nefesh Bishkogo. Here the Torah reverses it. It talks about all the parsha of Tumas Negoyim, and it says Latala Latamoy, going back and everything. And the Rambam says you shouldn't be machalik. Okay, that's just the beginning over here. Okay, that's an amazing thing. But I think that's what he did. Because without you see Latala Latamoy causes us problems. But without Latala Latamoy, we don't understand what the Rambam had this equation with Makin Nefesh Bishkogo, and that's what Yochanan Perlman was asking about. It's in, where he has it somewhere. Okay, good, I'll tell you. Where the Ma'amokam, okay, it's on the gate. He asked for it then.
It's on the show, she has it.
Yeah, but I'm not, okay, wherever it is, okay, that's it. He asked the question. Okay, let's see. Now, next. Now the Ram does something amazing, okay? Which I can't say because he continues over here. And he says, Omnom, the Omnom mitzvihi shetema tome otoho. So that's exchange mitzvah tala, okay? So the truth is, you know, I would have said, okay, we'll see about the camera. Okay, let's. So the Ram seems to say that it's Amira, correct? This is impossible to interpret over here, Meneo Bay, because the Ram clearly is trying to set up a din and comparing it to the din to Masaras. So this Amira means the Havchono, the Inyan Lodun, the Havchono, to know what's Tomei, what's Tor, and to work it out. But he's not referring to Shoresh Tashi'i in terms of a mitzvah mira, l'chera. Okay? Now, next. What he does is, the emesis, however, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis and in Mishnah Torah quotes this possible koyin shetimoy mitzvah l'tagre shnei l'tagre l'tamoy. And this is Hilchos Tumas Ras, Perek Yirav Olach Abov. Tairis Mitzvah Zunu Heges, V'Koyin Shetimoy, Mitzvah L'Tare. Okay, so L'Cheret Tachastir, what are we talking about? You know, the Mitzvah, how it's done. So I think the Ram learned that since it says in the Sifro says like this, L'Taharoi Oy L'Tamoy, G'shem Shemitz L'Taharoi, Kach Mitzvah L'Tamoy, L'Taharoi Oy L'Tamoy, Koyin shuhu metaloi metamoi. The imeis koyin. Achir royeu. So the chayyot two separate drushes. And Chazal and Matiki Yeshmur, that there's no stira. The only problem I had with the Rambam, and I'm not sure how serious he is, or he's just setting up something, because kishem she mitzvah letamoi, kach mitzvah letaloi, lechera, what you're doing is you're using a postulate, something which you know is a double portion, and you're postulating something else based on it. Right? Kach mitzvah taharoi, kach mitzvah tamoi. Okay, so I could have imagined the same way as a mitzvah tayis a mitzvah, there's also a mitzvah tamis a mitzvah, and shalom Yisrael. But the Rambam interprets the whole ma'ilma is referring to say tamei and tahor. How he pulls this off, Kishet Shmiz Latamo, Latare, it's a little bit confusing what he did over here in the Sifra and how he quotes and what he means. But I just want to tell you what happened. An amazing thing happened over here. Because L'Chera, Maman L'Shoch. So what are you going to do, L'Maisa? Because L'Maisa, this is the only reflection in the Shoshim. When he gets to the Minyan HaMitzvahs, he doesn't quote this passage. He should have caught this my Betzera. He's mashma that counting mitzvah minyan mitzvahs is in as much as you're going to count everything else. There's nothing special about mitzvah. So l'chayre, he fell off this whole discussion. Okay. How we interpret this, k'shem shmitz l'tayre, kach mitz l'tayre, we have to know. Because l'chayre is the best raya, the Rambam is the raya, the matik yeshmuz, it's a mitzvah. But what he did in Mishneh Torah, and the Ramban also seems to do it, but he was chayzer from it, in the minyan, in Pratia mitzvahs and Tumas Ras, mitzvah aleph lahiris mitzaras odom kedina hakosubatay. What's lahiris? That's the tamur l'tahara. The Ram learned k'shem shemitzvah l'tahara kachmud is lahiris, and it's haker amira, and it's a helahiris. He's a meire, and he flips it around. When Cherishvi, you have to interpret, is not Kipshutai, it actually is Lahilais. And however, when it comes to however, when it comes to the end over here, okay? When it comes to Tumas, the Tsaras of, what do you call it? Of Tsaras, of Beged and Bias, he calls it a din. He doesn't clear the Hoyles. Okay? Which is amazing, okay? Okay, now let me do a little bit more. Let me try this again. Okay, now we have to just finish the end over here. So that's it. Our chiluk advarim. Our chiluk advarim, he says like this. Shakovis Balmum is a right. Shakovis Bihi Mitzis Loisase Nishalino Ladas Mahinamum Hasire Shetimne Kol Mum Umum Mitzvah Vim Im Hoye Kach Vakach Hoye Ulim Kol of the Shiva Mum. So here's an amazing thing. Shiva Mum, I'll tell you how it gets it. Okay? So it's Lakov on that. What's Lakov? Because the Ram has in the Isuri Mizbeach 73 Mum of Vibahim. Okay? But three of them are Zokein Chilu Mizum, which you're not pleading on. So maybe the Ram is color because it could be 70 and it could be 73, depending on how you count them. The Ram also seems to learn that the person who he's arguing with counts Balmum and Hakrova as one mitzvah in the minyan. The Ram counts as many. There's Hektish, there's the Shrita, the Zrika, Aktola, the Ram has many Labim. Because you count the many Labim and play this out, you're not only dealing with 70, it's 70 times 4, 70 times 5, whatever it's. So L'Cheri is working with. L'Maisi is the Sefer Chafetz, learns that the Lab is only Hakrova, and he has two. He has one Lab. But he's not all, because he's using. Again, he's used this in argument against Metzera. And he said, this everyone would agree with, okay? And the Sefer Chemitz does count, because what he does is, he counts Averes, because he works the Pshuto Shemik, Averes L'Adosa, Averes is one lav, and Moch Kosu is another lav, two lavim on Behem. Two lav Makovas Bambu, okay? Now, as you understand yourself, as you understand yourself, this is Amura Tovuch, because all Rishonim, all the Friedrich had Parshis, and everyone dealt with Parshas, and the Rambam is denying Parshas, and this is attack, this is the way you interpret the Parshas. So this is it. Rabbi Yisrael HaTlocha, Mitzvah Shem, the next Shurish.